This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 33, Why the Negro is Black. One night, while the little boy was watching Uncle Remus twisting and waxing some shoe thread, he made what appeared to him to be a very curious discovery. He discovered that the palms of the old man's hands were as white as his own, and the fact was such a source of wonder that he at last made it the subject of remark. The response of Uncle Remus led to the earnest recital of a piece of unwritten history that must prove interesting to ethnologists. "To be sure, the palm of my hand's white, honey," he quietly remarked. "And when it come to that, there was a time when all the white folks was black, blacker than me, 'cause I done been here so long that I been sort of bleach out." The little boy laughed. He thought Uncle Remus was making him the victim of one of his jokes, but the youngster was never more mistaken. The old man was serious. Nevertheless, he failed to rebuke the ill-timed mirth of the child, appearing to be altogether engrossed in his work. After a while, he resumed. "Yes, sir. Folks dunno what been yet, let alone what gwine to be. Niggers is niggers now, but the time was when we was all niggers together." "When was that, Uncle Remus?" "Way back yonder. In dim times we was all in us black. We is all niggers together, and according to all the counts what I hears, folks is getting along about as well in dim days as they is now. But after a while the news come that there was a pond of water somewheres in the neighborhood, which if they get into it, they'd be washed off nice and white. And then one of them, he'd find a place, and make a plunge into the pond, and come out white as a town gal. And then, bless gracious, when the folks seed it, they make a break for the pond, and then what was the soupless, they got in first, and they come out white. And then what was the next soupless, they got in next, and they come out mulatters. And they were such a crowd of 'em that they mighty nigh used the water up, which them the others come along, the most they could do was to paddle around with the foots and dabble in it with the hands. Them was the niggers. And down to this day there ain't no white about a nigger except in the palms of his hands and soles of the foots." The little boy seemed to be very much interested in this new account of the origin of races. He made some further inquiries, which elicited from Uncle Remus the following additional particulars. "The Injun and the Chinee got to be counted long with the mulatters, and I ain't seen no Chinee that I knows of, but they tells me they are sort of twixt the brown and the brindle. They are all mulatters." "But Mama says the Chinese have straight hair," the little boy suggested. "Course, honey," the old man unhesitatingly responded. "Them what get to the pond time enough for to get the head in the water hit unkink the hair. It needs to be that away." End of chapter.